The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's almost a countdown to Advent now. It's only 6 days away. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021, Monday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the memorial of Saint Cecilia, virgin and martyr and patroness of musicians. She's one of the most famous of the Roman martyrs, but all we really have on her is legend. Cecilia was a young Christian of high rank, betrothed to a Roman named Valerian. Through her influence, Valerian was converted and was martyred along with his brother. The legend about Cecilia's death says that after being struck 3 times on the neck with a sword, she lived for 3 days and asked the Pope to convert her home into a church. Since the time of the Renaissance, she has usually been portrayed with a viola or a small organ. Saint Cecilia died about the year 230 AD. Saint Cecilia, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that people who suffer from depression or burnout will find support and a light that opens them up to life. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Yesterday we celebrated that wonderful feast, Christ the King, focusing on our Lord's majesty. We read in the prophet Daniel that on him, on you, Jesus, was conferred sovereignty, glory, and kingship. We're told that you will enjoy an eternal sovereignty which shall never pass away. We learnt in the second reading that you are ruler of the kings of the earth. And then, Jesus, in the Gospel, we saw you before Pontius Pilate, weak, bound, but yet still pointing to that kingship which is yours, a kingship which is not of this world. You told Pilate that you are a king because you bear witness to the truth. This, Lord, is a great mystery. Telling the truth is a very kingly thing to do. Kingship is, first of all, about self-rule. If you can't rule yourself, how can you rule others? And if you can't tell the truth, you don't rule over yourself. So yesterday's feast, Christ the King, points to our Lord's final victory, his second coming, the definitive establishment of his kingdom. It looks ahead to our Lord's future power and glory. But in today's gospel, the reading seems to take a step back. It's one of those very ordinary moments, Lord, in your public ministry. You're there in the temple. You're looking at all the people putting their offerings in the treasury. And you see the rich people giving a lot. But then you saw this poverty-stricken widow putting in 2 small coins. This also shows Jesus' kingship, his bearing witness to the truth. We tend to think kingship is all about greatness, big decisions, great power, a massive army, enormous wealth, marvellous splendour. But kingship also involves care for little things. For a number of years I lived in a residence of Opus Dei in London, the famous, at least famous in some quarters, the famous Netherhall House, a great international residents. And it's then New Block, now it's the old block, it's then New Block was opened by the Queen Mother, the now deceased mother of the present Queen of England, the Queen Mother, in 1966. And that was a big event for Netherhall at the time. And before she came, some of her aides came to Netherhall. And it wasn't just to check out things of security, but it was also to check out all sorts of other things too. For example, part of the plan of the day was that Her Majesty would have tea with a number of the residents. And so her aides, I wasn't there then, but this is what I've been told, this is part of the law, L-O-R-E, the law of Netherhall passed down. So it was all planned, and her aides came to check out the situation with the tea, and who would have tea with her, and how the tea would be prepared, and how she would sit, and all sorts of things. Indeed, part of the plan was that when the moment came for the tea to end, there was sort of a code. The Queen Mother would put her gloves on the table. The lady-in-waiting informed of this. And when the Queen Mother put her gloves on the table, everybody knew, end of tea. Well, this is a good example of those little things that are attached to majesty. Saint Jose Maria certainly gave a great importance to little things. He said, great holiness consists in carrying out the little duties of each moment. Great souls, he said, pay attention to little things. And so here, Jesus, you, Lord Jesus, the greatest soul of all, you see this woman's love. Yes, it's little in men's eyes, nothing to compare with all those rich offerings of the high and mighty. But it's not little in God's eyes. And actually, it has to be said, it was actually very big for this woman. Jesus, you tell us, this poor woman has put in more than any of them, for these have all contributed money they had over. But she, from the little she had, has put in all she had to live on. So it was actually pretty big for her, a big sacrifice. God notices the great sacrifices of the poor. I was chatting with a group of priests the other day, and a number of them commented, a number of them had been in both poor parishes and better off parishes. They commented that very often the poor parishes are more generous than the rich ones. Today's first reading also has a lot to tell us. It points us to Daniel and his colleagues. Daniel were living Jews in a foreign country, and they were very faithful to their Jewish beliefs, and they believed in certain unclean foods which they couldn't in conscience eat. And so they persuaded the eunuch under whose authority they'd been placed to allow them to eat just water and vegetables and not the food given to all the other young lads who were serving the king. And anyway, we all know what happened, that the eunuch allowed this to happen, but with a test, just to make sure. The eunuch didn't want to be seen stealing their food, he'd lose his head. But he allowed them to do this with a test of 10 days to see how it'd be at the end of those 10 days. And sure enough, at the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his colleagues were better and stronger than all the others. But the point is, they gave what they could. Okay, it was actually quite big. Living 10 days, just water and vegetables, is quite tough. But they gave what they could. They gave the sacrifices they were able to make. So we too should give those little sacrifices. Give what we can. It matters so much to God. Virtues need victories. Every victory has great significance. Maybe I can't do a big sacrifice. Okay, I'll do a smaller one. Maybe I can't fast for a whole day. Okay, I'll skip dessert. I'll manage just about not to check my phone for 30 minutes. I can't manage 30 minutes of prayer. I get distracted. Okay, I'll do 10 minutes. Maybe you're 10 minutes with Jesus. Maybe this is your time of prayer. If you can, extend it a bit longer or do some extra prayer as well, in addition to this, at another moment of the day. But it might be that all I can manage, because of my own weakness of character, because of my own busy schedule, is 10 minutes. Okay, let's give what we can. Lord Jesus, gradually you'll help us to give more. If we give what we can, with time, you'll help us to give more. All I can give is a smile. I find it difficult to speak to this person. Well, at least I can smile at them and listen a little bit. And I can't give this person half an hour, but I can give them 2 minutes. Today is also the feast of Saint Cecilia, a 3rd century martyr. Now, there are many legends attached to her, so it's difficult to separate fact from myth, although often the myths have important elements of truth too. She was a patrician, a noblewoman, who lived in a time of persecution. She wanted to live virginity, but she was forced to marry. Anyhow, her husband seemed a decent bloke, so she more or less managed to convert him and he respected her virginity. She's also the patron saint of music, and the legend is that instead of consummating her marriage, she sang to the Lord in her heart, hence her link with music. I said that the husband accepted to live in virginity and celibacy, and he was also converted, and they were both killed for their faith. It seems that she lived in a place in Trastevere, in a suburb of Rome, where there's now a site of the Church of St. Cecilia. The legend is that when she was dying, after having been had her head chopped off, or apparently they struck her three times in the head, and as she was gasping her last breaths, the legend is that she held out both hands, one with three fingers, the other with one, expressing her faith in the Trinity, God three in one. There's a famous statue of this in the church by Stefano Moderno, a beautiful statue showing Cecilia with one hand with three fingers pointed out, another with one finger outwards. This detail of three in one, she did what she could. And it's legend, but if it's true, she did what she could. Even in her death, she tried to witness. Little details matter, have great significance. Maybe we're out having lunch with a friend or a work colleague. Well, I'll say grace. I won't be embarrassed. I say grace at home, I'll say grace at work. I won't cry out from doing so. The sign of the cross when passing a church and you're with other friends, if that's your normal custom. If it isn't, well, don't suddenly do it. But if it's your normal custom to make the sign of the cross, well, when you're with your friends, make it too. Wearing a scapula, which you take off for swimming or sport, and other people see you taking off. Okay, I'm not going to hide it. We don't do these things deliberately to show off, but we don't hide these things either. Jesus, you praise this woman. From the little she had, she has put in all she had to live on. Well, if we do these little things too, also these little things of love, these little things of witness, then you too, Jesus, will say of us, from the little you had, you put in all you had. Our Lady was, humanly speaking, very little, a humble handmaid in a lost village, a village girl. But she gave all she had, a total self-giving, which was expressed in many little things, lived day after day. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour. We'll pray the hours next on Daybreak. It's the memorial of St. Cecilia, the patroness of musicians, November 22nd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me. Although they had seen all of my works.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The holy virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Alleluia.
O God, the crown and great reward of all your soldiers, brave and true, absolve us from bonds of sin, who sing your loyal martyr's praise. She spoke up fearlessly to prove the steadfast faith deep in her heart. So she gladly shed her blood, despising all the world could give, its pleasures which can lead to harm, quite rightly counting them draws. She chose full happiness above, with strength and courage she endured the horrors of a cruel death, and gave her life with joy to prove her love for you and life to gain. All praise and glory without end be yours, O Father.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
You have shown me how to live.
You will fill me with joy in your presence.
From the beginning of the second letter of the Apostle Peter. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been given a faith like ours in the justifying power of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May grace be yours, and peace in abundance through your knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. That divine power of His has freely bestowed on us everything necessary for a life of genuine piety, through knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and power. By virtue of them, He has bestowed on us the great and precious things He promised, so that through these you may have fled a world corrupted by lust, but might become sharers of the divine nature. This is reason enough for you to make every effort to undergird your virtue with faith, your discernment with virtue, and your self-control with discernment. This self-control, in turn, should lead to perseverance, and perseverance to piety, and piety to care for your brother, and care of your brother to love. Qualities like these, made increasingly your own, are by no means ineffectual. They bear fruit in true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Any man who lacks these qualities is short-sighted to the point of blindness. He forgets the cleansing of his long past sins. Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent. Brothers, surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has called you to His own glory and power, and He has given you all the very great and precious things He had promised, that you might become sharers in the divine nature. All of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, that you might become sharers in the divine nature. From a Discourse on the Psalms by St. Augustine, Bishop. Praise the Lord with the lyre, make melody to Him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Rid yourself of what is old and worn out, for you know a new song. A new man, a new covenant, a new song. This new song does not belong to the old man. Only the new man learns it. The man restored from his fallen condition through the grace of God, and now sharing in the new covenant, that is, the kingdom of heaven. To it, all our love now aspires and sings a new song. Let us sing a new song, not with our lips, but with our lives. Sing to Him a new song. Sing to Him with joyful melody. Every one of us tries to discover how to sing to God. You must sing to Him, but you must sing well. He does not want your voice to come harshly to His ears, so sing well, brothers. If you were asked, sing to please this musician, you would not like to do so without having taken some instruction in music, because you would not like to offend an expert in the art. An untrained listener does not notice the faults a musician would point out to you. Who then will offer to sing well for God, the great artist whose discrimination is faultless, whose attention is on the minutest detail, whose ear nothing escapes? When will you be able to offer him a perfect performance that you will in no way displease such a supremely discerning listener? See how he himself provides you with a way of singing. Do not search for words as if you could find a lyric which would give God pleasure. Sing to him, quote, with songs of joy, unquote. This is singing well to God, just singing with songs of joy. But how is this done? You must first understand that words cannot express the things that are sung by the heart. Take the key case of people singing while harvesting in the fields or in the vineyards or when other strenuous work is in progress. Although they begin by giving expression to their happiness in sung words, shortly there is a change. As if so happy that words can no longer express what they feel, they discard the restricting syllables. They burst out into a simple sound of joy, of jubilation. Such a cry of joy is a sound signifying that the heart is bringing to birth what it cannot utter in words. Now, who is more worthy of such a cry of jubilation than God himself, whom all words fail to describe? If words will not serve, and yet you must not remain silent, what else can you do but cry out for joy? Your heart must rejoice beyond words, soaring into an immensity of gladness unrestrained by syllabic bonds. Sing to him with songs of joy. My mouth will be filled with your praise. I will sing of your greatness all the day long.
My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you.
In you I will rejoice and be glad. I will sing to your name, Most High.
My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you.
Let us pray. O God, who gladden us each year with the feast day of your handmaid, Saint Cecilia, grant, we pray, that what has been devoutly handed down concerning her may offer us examples to imitate and proclaim the wonders worked in his servants by Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
21 minutes before the hour. Today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, November 22nd, 2021, Memorial of Saint Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the widow's mite from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a poor widow put in 2 copper coins.
Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all the living that she had.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Well, animal sacrifices have ended. The sacrifice which pleases God now is a much more personal one. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 5, Ordinary Time. Through his preaching, and most poignantly through his passionate death, the Lord invites us to make a pleasing offering to God the Father. The sacrificial offering was no longer to be animals or food, but an offering of oneself. St. Paul expressed this idea to the first Christians in Rome in these terms. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The Christian should unite himself with Christ in the Holy Mass, in order that the oblation by which the faithful offer the divine victim in this sacrifice to the Heavenly Father may have its full effect. It is necessary that the people add something else, namely the offering of themselves as a victim. Each should consecrate himself to the furthering of the divine glory, desiring to become as like as possible to Christ in his most grievous sufferings. The offering of the self is often made in the little details of every day, from our morning offering to the sacrifices we make for the sake of social harmony. Our heart has to be open to the Lord's call. We should always say yes to God. Our generosity needs to be complete, without any conditions. Let us consider this analogy from an early Christian text. When a man has filled very suitable jars with good wine, and a few among those jars are left empty, then he comes to the jars and does not look at the full jars, for he knows that they are full. But he looks at the empty, being afraid lest they become sour. For empty jars quickly become sour, and the goodness of the wine is gone. The same thing happens with souls. They can go sour. If our friendship with God is half-hearted, it will not endure. We will find ourselves increasingly alienated from Jesus. The Christian has to be coherent in his faith. He must give himself to God without reserve. The Lord has to occupy the center of our thoughts and affections. We can realize this total dedication by being faithful to God in the day-to-day details of our vocation. Let us not hesitate to give Jesus everything we have. We must give ourselves completely. Don't be taken in by the hypocrites around you when they sow doubts as to whether our Lord has a right to ask so much of you. Instead, put yourselves obediently and unconditionally in the presence of God, like clay in the potter's hands, and humbly confess to him, "You are my God and my all." In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, let's pray with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, "Where is your God?"
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?"
With cries that pierce me to the heart, My enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, "Where is your God?"
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, "Why are you cast down, my soul?" So now that the surging waves of our indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage
and enter the presence of God?
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as you know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the Sun of Truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hand.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
A reading from the Song of Songs. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My heart is ever pleading, show me your face.
My heart is ever pleading, show me your face.
I long to gaze upon you, Lord,
Show me your face.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My heart is ever pleading. Show me your face.
At daybreak, Cecilia cried out, "Come, soldiers of Christ, cast off the works of darkness and clothe yourselves in the armor of light."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
At daybreak, Cecilia cried out, "Come, soldiers of Christ, cast off the works of darkness and clothe yourselves in the armor of light."
Christ is the spouse and crowning glory of virgins. Let us praise him with joy in our voices and pray to him with sincerity in our hearts.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins loved you as their one true spouse.
Grant that nothing may separate us from your love.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
You crowned Mary, your mother, queen of virgins.
Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit.
Through their intercession, grant that the lore of this passing world may not distract our attention from you.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins.
Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Through the intercession of the saint and virgin we commemorate today, who is one of the wise and prudent virgins,
grant us wisdom and innocence of life.
Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who gladden us each year with the feast day of your handmaid, Saint Cecilia, grant, we pray, that what has been devoutly handed down concerning her may offer us examples to imitate and proclaim the wonders worked in his servants by Christ your Son.
who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Morning Air with John and Glenn in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great and musical day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.